Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Oil 101 by Morgan Downey is a practical, big-picture guide to understanding how the global oil system works and why it affects nearly every aspect of modern life. Written for general readers rather than industry specialists, the book explains the fundamentals of crude oil, refining, pricing, and the infrastructure that moves petroleum from the ground to consumers. It also clarifies the roles of major producers, national oil companies, international oil companies, OPEC, and financial markets, showing how geopolitical events can ripple quickly into gasoline prices and economic conditions. Downey aims to demystify industry jargon and common misconceptions, helping readers interpret headlines about supply disruptions, spare capacity, sanctions, and strategic reserves. Along the way, the book connects oil to broader themes such as energy security, government policy, trade balances, and the limits of forecasting. The result is an accessible roadmap to the forces that shape energy affordability and global stability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from geology to the barrel, what oil is and how it becomes useful energy. A central foundation of Oil 101 is explaining what crude oil actually is and why it varies so much from one field to another. The book highlights how differences in density and sulfur content influence the value of a crude stream and determine which refineries can process it efficiently. That leads into a clear description of the upstream lifecycle, including exploration risk, appraisal, development timelines, decline rates, and the constant reinvestment required to keep production flat. By focusing on the physical realities of depletion and reservoir behavior, the book helps readers understand why supply is not simply turned on and off like a faucet. It also outlines the midstream and downstream steps that convert crude into products people use, emphasizing that gasoline and diesel are not interchangeable outputs, and that refineries are complex manufacturing systems with constraints. This framing is useful for interpreting policy debates because it shows that even when there is plenty of oil in the world, the ability to deliver specific products at the right place and time depends on geology, engineering, and logistics, not just intentions or political statements. Secondly, how oil gets priced, benchmarks, differentials, and the role of markets. Oil 101 breaks down the mechanics behind the price numbers seen in the news and why they can diverge from what consumers feel at the pump. The book describes how global pricing relies on benchmarks such as Brent and WTI, and how local grades trade at premiums or discounts depending on quality, transportation access, refinery demand, and regional imbalances. It also explains why oil is traded as a global commodity, even though it is produced and consumed locally, and how storage, shipping, and pipeline constraints can create temporary gluts or shortages. Another important theme is the relationship between physical barrels and paper markets. The book outlines, at a high level, how futures and derivatives enable producers, refiners, airlines, and other users to hedge risk, while also attracting speculators who provide liquidity but can amplify volatility. By separating myths from mechanisms, the discussion equips readers to evaluate claims about who sets prices, what market manipulation would look like, and why sudden geopolitical headlines can move prices quickly even before any barrels are actually lost. Thirdly, OPEC, national oil companies, and geopolitics, power, constraints, and strategy. A major portion of Oil 101 centers on the political economy of oil, especially the influence of major producing states and the organizations that coordinate them. The book clarifies how national oil companies differ from investor-owned firms, particularly in goals, transparency, and reinvestment incentives. It explains why many governments rely on oil revenue to fund budgets and social programs, which can make production decisions as much about domestic stability as about market share. The role of OPEC is treated as a practical balancing act rather than a simplistic cartel narrative, with attention to compliance challenges, internal rivalries, and the importance of spare capacity. The book also connects oil flows to geopolitical leverage, including sanctions, conflict risk, shipping choke points, and the security of infrastructure. Readers are guided to see why some supply disruptions have outsized price impacts, why certain regions matter disproportionately, and why diplomatic relationships often track energy trade patterns. This topic helps make sense of recurring headlines about output targets, quota disputes, and the constant tension between maximizing revenue today and preserving long-term demand. Fourthly, supply, demand, and the economy, why oil shocks matter, Oil 101 links the oil market to macroeconomics in a way that is approachable for non-economists. The book explains how oil demand is shaped by transportation, industrial activity, and consumer behavior, and why demand can be sticky in the short term even when prices rise. On the supply side, it emphasizes the time lags involved in adding capacity and the concept that the market often runs close to its operational limits, making it sensitive to unexpected outages. The book explores how price spikes and collapses transmit through inflation, trade balances, corporate earnings, and government budgets. It also addresses the psychological and narrative dimension of markets, where expectations about future supply or policy can influence current prices. By emphasizing elasticity, inventories, and spare capacity, the discussion helps readers understand why small changes can cause large price moves. This framework is valuable for business leaders and households alike because it shows why energy costs can behave differently from other goods, why forecasting is notoriously difficult, and why energy policy debates often involve trade-offs between affordability, security, and long-term investment signals. Lastly, energy policy and the future, security, alternatives, and realistic transitions, the book positions oil within a broader energy conversation, emphasizing practical constraints rather than utopian or Oil 101 discusses the strategic motivations behind government interventions such as strategic petroleum reserves, fuel taxes, subsidies, and regulatory approaches to exploration, refining, and emissions. It also addresses the challenges of transitioning away from oil, including infrastructure lock-in, vehicle fleets, the scale of global demand, and the time required to build alternatives. While recognizing the importance of efficiency and new technologies, the book stresses that energy transitions are historically slow and shaped by economics, policy stability, and consumer adoption. This topic helps readers evaluate claims about immediate independence, rapid substitution, or permanent scarcity by grounding them in the realities of capital investment cycles and supply chains. The result is a more informed way to think about national energy security, corporate strategy, and personal decisions such as vehicle choice and commuting patterns. Instead of offering a single prediction, the book encourages readers to understand key drivers and watch the indicators that signal change. In conclusion, Oil 101 is best suited for readers who want a clear, credible overview of the oil business without needing an engineering or finance background. Students, investors, policy staffers, journalists, and curious consumers will benefit, especially anyone who regularly sees energy headlines but feels unsure how to connect them to real-world outcomes. The book can improve a reader's life by making oil-related news less confusing and by sharpening decision-making around costs that touch daily budgets, travel, and broader economic conditions. Understanding how pricing works, why disruptions matter, and what limits production responses can also help readers interpret claims made in political debates and corporate messaging. Compared to many similar books, its value is in its 101-level structure and its focus on practical mechanisms, how barrels move, how benchmarks function, how OPEC influence is constrained, and how supply and demand interact with geopolitics. Rather than arguing a narrow ideology, it aims to give readers a working model they can reuse as events change. That makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking a durable framework, not just a one-time narrative about a specific crisis. If you would like to support Morden Downey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.